This is the story of the first Christmas, the night Jesus Christ was born. We celebrate this to remember the hope and joy that this tiny baby brought to the world on that extraordinary night in Bethlehem almost 2,000 years ago. For Jesus' birth did bring hope and joy to the world. Hope, because at that time there was much wrongdoing and fighting on the earth, and the people were looking for a sign from God that he would always be there to look after them. And joy, because after many years of waiting, God had finally fulfilled his promise to send a man, a savior or Messiah, to earth to go among the people and teach everybody his peaceful and loving ways. That man would be God's greatest gift to mankind, his son, Jesus Christ. To prepare the world for this man, God asked different men and women to prophesy or foretell that Jesus was coming. These people were called the prophets. This is what they said.
Behold, a virgin shall bring forth a son, and his name will mean God is with us. Yeah.
Out of Bethlehem, one shall go forth to be the king of Israel.
For unto us a child will be born, unto us a son shall be given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, the Prince of Peace. And there shall be no end to his kingdom.
This is good news for us all. Wonderful, Counselor, the Prince of Peace, this is going to bring great mercy to all people. Healing, faith, love, and joy will come forth.
The prophets foretell of a wonderful Savior.
Yes, a baby will grow up. Hallelujah! Hallelujah.
Now, when God was ready to give Jesus to the world, he chose a good and pure woman named Mary to be his mother. Mary lived in the little village of Nazareth and was engaged to be married to Joseph, a humble carpenter who lived nearby. One day, when Mary was alone, God sent his messenger, the angel Gabriel, to appear before her.
Hail Mary, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou to women.
Mary was at first frightened and confused by this greeting of the angel of God, but then Gabriel told her that God had chosen her to give birth to Jesus.
Fear not, Mary, for you are special in God's eyes, and behold, he has chosen you to bring forth a son, and you shall call him Jesus, and he will be called Son of God, and his kingdom shall have no end.
Mary now understood everything she had been told, and it filled her with great joy and happiness. She replied to Gabriel, saying,
I will happily carry out God's will.
Not long after he had spoken to Mary, the angel Gabriel appeared to Joseph one night as he slept. In Joseph's dream, the angel of the Lord told him of God's plan.
Joseph, God has chosen you to be the father of his son, Jesus, and Mary will be his mother.
When Joseph awoke, he went to Mary with joy in his heart. Both Mary and Joseph had heard that God's son would be coming, and they were overjoyed to be chosen by God to be his parents. And so Mary and Joseph went back to living their quiet lives, keeping God's secret only between themselves. Now, at that time, the land they lived in was ruled by the Romans, who were mighty but wicked rulers of an enormous empire. The chief ruler, a man named Caesar Augustus, was mean and greedy. He wanted to tax everyone in the land to raise money for himself and the Romans. So he issued a decree.
Every man shall return to the place of his birth.
That way, Caesar would know every person in his country so he could be taxed. And so Joseph and Mary left to return to the small village of Bethlehem, about 90 miles away, where Joseph had been born. It was a difficult journey across the hot land, but after 6 long days and nights, they finally reached Bethlehem. By then, Mary was very tired and about to give birth. But when they arrived, the city was already very crowded with other people who had come back to be registered, and all of the inns were full. But Joseph sought shelter at several inns anyway, in the hope that someone might spare a room for Mary.
We have traveled a long way, and my wife is very tired. Is there any room at your inn?
No!
And so it went at every inn.
Sorry, my inn is full.
And my inn is full.
But one innkeeper looked at Mary, who was great with child, and felt sorry for her. He said,
"You can stay in the stable.
We thank you very much for your kindness, sir."
The stable was for animals, for the donkeys, cows, and sheep that people had brought with them. But Mary and Joseph were grateful for any shelter they could get that night in the little town of Bethlehem.
It is wonderful to sing praises to the Lord.
Let's sing a beautiful song to honor the Lord.
We sing our faith and let the blessings of the Lord ring forth. Praising the Lord is great. I really like the song, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Let us praise the Lord.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
That night, Mary gave birth. Jesus was born. The Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the everlasting Prince of Peace, for he is called all these things, was born to a simple carpenter and his wife. And to make the baby Jesus comfortable, Mary wrapped him in swaddling, clean strips of white cloth and laid him down gently in the soft hay in the manger, the animal's feeding box. That same night, there were shepherds watching their flocks of sheep on the steep hills surrounding Bethlehem. The shepherds were poor men who wore rough, simple clothing. For them, nights were usually dark, cold, and lonely. But the night that Jesus was born, the angel Gabriel appeared before them in the sky. The shepherds had never seen an angel, and they were frightened, but the angel of God soon comforted them, saying,
"Fear not, good shepherds, for I have wonderful news. Today is the city of Bethlehem. Today of the city of Bethlehem a child was born. This child shall grow up and be the king and be our king." Not just any king, but the King of all kings, the world's Savior.
Please tell us where we can find him.
You shall find him you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Then suddenly a whole host, a multitude of heavenly angels appeared in the sky, and they heralded or announced the news of the baby Jesus. "Glory to the newborn king," they exclaimed. "He shall bring peace and goodwill to all men." When the angels had departed, the shepherds decided that they should go see the baby Jesus right away.
"Let us go to Bethlehem. Let's bring the sheep."
"Yes, let us see this wondrous child that God has told us about." Oh boy, I hope that this sheep won't get lost on the way. Let's go.
The shepherds were the first to see and worship the baby Jesus. They searched their pockets for some gift they could give him.
What have I give this poor this king? I'm just a poor shepherd.
If only we had riches to honor him by.
Brothers, we can offer him our faith.
Faith and trust in Jesus were all that mattered to God. And for the shepherds, just seeing Jesus' face filled them with hope for all people. Joy to the world, they cried. The Lord, our Savior, has come. The word about Jesus' birth began to spread, and little by little, the stable filled with men and women from near and far. Children came too, but they were shy at first, until Mary beckoned them to come forward. Meanwhile, in a land far to the east of Bethlehem, three wise men of great knowledge noticed an unusually bright star in the sky.
That star is amazing. It's so bright.
Yes, I think it's trying to tell us something.
Maybe it is. Could it be the sign that the Savior has come, the one that the prophets wrote of so long ago?
Yes, that's it.
Let's follow it.
Upon their camels, the three wise men, or magi, as they are now known, journeyed for several weeks, faithfully following the star, shining brightly in the sky, until it stood over the little stable in Bethlehem, where the holy infant lay. When they saw the baby Jesus, the three wise men fell on their knees in humble worship. They lay at the feet of baby Jesus the valuable treasures they had brought with which to honor him. The first king gave him gold. The second king gave him sweet-smelling frankincense. And the third king gave him perfume like myrrh, for they knew they had at last found their Savior, God's Son, who had come to bring peace on earth on that silent and holy night. And that is the story of the first Christmas.